PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 85 and Sunny, we'll take it. Thanks for listening this morning. Breezy and I are doing our best to be somewhat of a distraction. 4th of July holiday is coming up, and I've never been a guy who loves themes.
Okay.
When having to go to a party, I think it takes the fun out of it. I do. People don't want to have to worry about wearing all white or going out to buy 70s clothing because you want to do a disco theme. I don't. For what? For what? I'm not trying to be a buzzkill.
Like, to make it more, give it more, but vroom, you know?
Sure. I just don't.
Pizzazz.
I don't think anyone is actually excited. I don't. I was invited to a color theme party. Not sure how many of you have heard of this.
The easiest theme in the book. Okay. Next.
Everyone is assigned a color. So, for example, I was assigned the color green. If I decide to go, which I probably won't, I have to wear all green and can only bring an item to the party that's green. So, like, for example, I'll bring a big bag of Lay's sour cream and onions potato chips. You know what I mean? As an example.
So are you wearing green too, or you only can bring green things?
You have to wear all green and bring something green.
Okay,
to
you
eat.
Own green things.
One person might wear all red and bring strawberries.
I think this is probably one of the easier themes because you don't have to buy new things. Like you're going to buy something regardless for the party to bring, obviously, and buy the green thing. And then you have a green shirt, you're fine.
And I get what they're going for, but you know, can't we just bring a bottle and call it a day?
Like, why are you getting one extra step?
Why are you getting
one extra thing? They're not really asking you to go out of your way and be like, hey, you're coming to a 70s themed party, buy a huge afro wig. You know what I mean? Buy some bell bottoms and some platform shoes.
I've had to do that before.
This is actually the most cost-friendly and efficient way to do a theme without having your guests break their bank. And it's more fun. And I would argue, I don't know what the theme of this party is or like what, not the theme, but like what it's for.
Just it's a 4th of July party. Okay. Why can't I just wear an American flag t-shirt?
Maybe they're dipping into pride this year. Maybe they're trying to tell you something. I don't know.
I've never just been into a bunch of rules when it comes to having to go to a party.
You don't like rules, period.
I think having to do all of that takes the fun out of it. This is not a bachelorette party. The person hosting might find this fun and cute, but I guarantee you, everyone attending is like, I have to do what? I got to bring what?
I love how you're like speaking for the group.
I'm
like
telling
you're
like,
Breezy. Nobody's going to this party.
Guys.
Nobody's going. I don't think that's the case.
Does this sound fun to you? 585-252-9800. Am I buzzkill? I think this is huge on TikTok. I think it's a trend that people are doing this summer.
You sound like an old
man. Am I alone?
Man. You've sounded like an old man on multiple accounts today.
I just want to know.
You sounded like an old man when you were lying to your potential new neighbor, saying it was a horrible place to live. And you're
I just
lying.
Don't want neighbors, Breezy.
Okay, you're lying. And you're lying by saying that everyone's going to hate this and it ruins the fun out of everything.
But
I just think you don't know what the joy in life is.
Are theme parties fun or do they make going to a party feel like homework? Because I'm trying to pump myself up for this, but I just simply don't have it in me. And maybe you're right. I used to be so much more fun. And then small things just started to irritate me. And now I try to stay home as much as possible.
I hate that for you.
Yeah, Dan says, I agree with you guys. If I can't show up in shorts with a case of beer, it's not really a cookout anymore. It's work. I agree. See, there are people that don't like this. The funniest part is nobody actually wants to do it. That's the thing. Everyone acts excited in the group chat. Then as soon as they get there, they're all complaining about, we couldn't really find anything to wear. Sorry. What was the last theme party you went to?
Gosh, I don't know.
Because people don't do it.
I mean, like my bachelorette, like we all dressed up as The Hangover.
See, that was cool.
I know.
That was kind of fun.
That.
But every bachelorette
Except for the
party
people that were actually there. So,
like, if you look at a new bride's bachelorette itinerary, it's like, okay, on Thursday night we all wear denim. On Friday we're doing a theme where everyone wears a different color.
Friday pink theme. Get your hot pink dresses out. And then, I mean, I will say I was cleaning my room yesterday though, and I did find that baby from The Hangover. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? And throw it away probably, unless you want me to bring it in here.
Yeah, we'll take it.
You want the baby?
Yeah, I'll take the baby. Jenny says, my sister-in-law assigned everyone a color, and got mad because my husband wore navy instead of royal blue. She was genuinely upset.
Okay, and those are the type of hosts that turn a fun theme into a dictatorship.
My friend, you know what I mean? This is why I don't want to go.
You better keep running your mouth. You're not going to get invited to any more parties.
Honestly, a dream.
And probably evicted from your apartment.
Too, a dream. So.